The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. It's 9:08. I was trying to find a clock up there.
I needed new glasses.
Yeah. 9:08 on this beautiful morning here in Central Texas, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. It's time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns about your financial life, your business questions. Give us a call at 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals to answer your questions for you. We discuss real life issues that you can face every day. So give us a call. We've got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, I've got a lot to talk about this morning. We're headed into summer. That's readily apparent if you've walked outside this morning.
That's right.
Talk about humid. There's a lot going on, in the nation. President Trump just got done with the economic summit. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about the jobs market and what's going on there. We got a lot of things.
A lot of things came up here.
In the last couple of weeks, I've got a story about what you need to do when a surprise comes along when it comes to a family situation and trying to get care for them.
Yeah, the story.
It's really a tragic story, but they were not aware of one of the options that's available to them that I think they need to take advantage of.
Yep, we'll go over that one. I've got a Social Security story. Just dealing with them applying for Social Security, some of the ins and outs. It's probably not too totally insightful, but it's a good story that you may be going through or may be potentially coming up to go through. Also, we've got some stories about capital gains and ways to do that. We've got some ideas on Roth IRAs and why you should do that and when you should do that. Also, I've got a little tidbit here on mathematical catch-up game. The gain required to recover from a loss under normal circumstances could be tough, but if you're taking withdrawals, if you're in retirement and taking withdrawals and you get a loss, how difficult is that?
I mean, that's really an eye-opener. That's really an important point. So you really need to stay tuned and listen to that, especially if you're in that distribution phase of your life.
So if you've got questions or comments, and you have a topic you'd like us to discuss, the only way we know that is you got to call in.
We're not good at mind reading.
Yep. So we're coming up on a break here. So if you don't want your voice on the air, better start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the board for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. Are you ready for the season ahead? Get ready and rolling at Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy. They have the New Holland tractors, hay, and forage equipment you need, plus great offers including 0% financing, cash back, and more. Being ready for tomorrow starts today, so stop by Washington County Tractor soon. The ready and rolling sales of it is underway now and only lasts till June 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms and conditions and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to give. Trust.
Termites. Every day is that time of the year in the Brenham Bryan College Station area. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. At Intech, we have over 75 years of experience in controlling termites, roaches, ants, and rodents. Whether you need to control an existing problem or prevent pests from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611. Intech is proud to have been voted favorite pest control each year by the Brenham Banner Press Review. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
Houston Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the World Series champion Houston Astros games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, DDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, Cool Shades Window Tint, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, The Kenny Store, K-Bob Steakhouse, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Apple Hyundai, and Fireplaces, etc. Please support our Astros sponsors. And for Houston Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
When was the last time you had your carpet cleaned? If you have to think about it, then it's probably been way too long since you and your family enjoyed clean, fresh-smelling carpet. Colwell's Kim Dry in Brenham and Aggieland Kim Dry in College Station are here to help. And during the month of June, you can save 20% on carpet cleaning. Colwell's Kim Dry and Aggieland Kim Dry will professionally remove the dirt, food, drinks, and who knows what else that has found its way into your home's carpet. They've been making carpets in the Brazos Valley livable again since 2001, so you know they're not some fly-by-night carpet cleaner just out for a quick buck. Colwell's Kim Dry and Aggieland Kim Dry want to be your carpet cleaner for the long term. This year, next year, or whenever you need them. Give them a call today and ask for 20% off your carpet cleaning all through the month of June. They also clean rugs, upholstery, and tile. Making carpets cleaner in Washington, Waller, Austin, Grimes, Brazos, and Harris counties. Colwell's Kim Dry and Aggieland Kim Dry. Give them a call today and ask for your 20% off during June, and you'll have clean, fresh-smelling carpet.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That sounds like a good summertime song.
Oh, that's what Tony always says. Tony likes that song. I could care less.
Okay. Well, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. I'm Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the board for us. Had a good phone call.
Yeah.
During the break.
Another example of just how smart our listeners are.
Yep.
But it was a really good question, a really good topic. And the question had to do with saving.
Yep.
Which most of us don't do enough of. But in this particular case, we have a family where they already have their emergency fund built up. That's one of the first questions that we ask. They're maxed out on the amount that they can contribute to their retirement plans, whether it's a pension or a 401k or 403b, whatever it happens to be. They're contributing the max that they can put in there already.
Yeah. And what helps is they have no debt, so that's why they have the extra cash flow.
Yep, they have no debt, and so they want to know, well, what are some other ideas of places to set some money aside? And it sounded like that they had their risk management under control also.
Yeah, they had their long-term care taken care of. I'm sure the medical's taken care of. So now it comes down to what other choices are there. And it kind of comes down to what you like, what you understand, and how much risk would you like to take and your time frame?
Yeah, again, we, you know, it has to do with income levels too. We have no idea what the tax return looks like, so we don't know if they need tax savings in addition to what they're getting now. You know, do they need tax deferral? It kind of depends on what their objective is.
Asked about the different investments. Well, we're independent, so we have access to just about anything. They asked about gold or silver or coins, and see, that comes down to personal choice. We're not big fans of that because it can grow, but
maybe, but
there's no earnings on it. There's no interest.
And it's tax different.
Yeah, and it's tax different for sure. Plus somebody can steal it from you. The house can burn down.
Yeah, I guess if you keep it in your home.
Yeah.
You
know. So, but that may be for some people, that may be a good way to go. But for us, there's other things. There's just some plain mutual funds. There's a whole realm of those 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 different choices and of investing, where the money, you usually pay some type of sales charge on the front end and nothing on the back end, or it could be the other way. You pay a sales charge on the back end and nothing on the front end. Or you could have exchange-traded funds or unit investment trusts. There's all kinds of different places you can put money after tax and let it grow, and it's liquid, but you got to pay tax on any of the earnings every year, and or capital gains, which we're going to touch on.
One of the things to look at is maybe you open a brokerage account. You know, I don't know how comfortable someone like that would be with managing it themselves, or whether they want to go to an advisor and have them work with an advisor as far as investing the money, because there are any number of places you can go with it. And some of those managed accounts like that are places that you can go to. You can work with an advisor just buying individual stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. The disadvantage of bonds is they're not really liquid,
no.
Especially in today's market. You know, as interest rates go up, the value of bonds goes down. Now, there is a secondary market for bonds, but nobody's going to give you full price on your bond if they can get a higher interest rate on a current bond.
Yeah, or one that might come up next year.
Yeah. So I think bond markets are a lot more complicated than individual stocks. I've always thought that. There are people who are really good at doing that, though. I know one of the advisors we work with in Houston, that's one of the things that they're really good at.
Yeah, Jim specializes in fixed income products, all kinds of ones. I mean, they're not paying a whole lot, but they tend to be less volatile.
Yeah, and so one of the questions we would have to take a look at is, you know, what kind of tax bracket are you in?
Mm-hmm.
If tax is a concern, then how you invest is going to be different
products.
Different products that you want to take a look at.
A good product for if taxes are a problem is a deferred annuity. And they come in all shapes and sizes and values.
Yeah, and you know, there's so much misinformation out there. It's just another financial product.
Yeah, the Congress put it in place that if you put money into this type of product, you don't have to pay tax on any of the earnings until you take the earnings out in the future, because they designed the tax benefit for retirement purposes. That's what an annuity was designed to do, is help you for retirement. So if it's after-tax money going in, the annuity companies usually don't limit you till about $1 million.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you got $1 million in an annuity, it works pretty good because it grows tax-deferred, and when it comes out at the tail end, it's interest out first or earnings out first. You got to pay tax on it at that time. But if it's not an IRA, you don't have to take it out when you're 70 and a half either.
Right. You can let it accumulate for as long as you want. You do have the capability through something called a 1035 exchange. If you want to move it from one annuity to another, you can do that, and it will not be a taxable event if you do a 1035 exchange. And so you can let the money accumulate for as long as you want. Where people get concerned is they say that annuities are expensive. Some of them are.
Yeah, you have to watch.
Some of them are not.
Yeah. Depends what you, how many bells and whistles you want to put on it.
That's right, and it depends on how it's structured. A tax deferred annuity is a really good place to accumulate money on a tax deferred basis that you don't need tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now there are some tax deferred annuities that are fully liquid also.
Right, that you can put money in today and take it out tomorrow. But Congress also, remember, said this is for retirement purposes. So if you take money out
before age 59 and a half,
it's a 10% penalty to the IRS.
Yeah, in this particular case, the caller talked about the fact that they're already in their 50s. So the waiting period there to access the money isn't crucial. But, they talked about the fact that they already have an emergency fund built up. So they have enough liquidity probably in their portfolio, but until we take a look at it, we wouldn't actually know that, because right. That's one of the questions when it comes to investing. If you're going to invest in something that's not fully liquid, you need to make sure that in the rest of your accounts you have enough liquidity where something major comes up, you have the liquidity there.
Your air conditioner quits. Where are we going to get the money to do that, or the transmission
falls out? Yeah.
You don't want to go into your 401k and get money out of that. I mean, you could borrow it, but that's not
a good
spot.
That's a really bad place to do that.
Yeah.
So, there are any number of vehicles out there. We haven't even talked about some of the other more sophisticated financial products that are available to you that you could invest in if you don't need the money right away. And do you want it to create income?
Yeah.
What's your risk tolerance? Those are all things that you have to think about. There are places you can go. We've talked before in the past about investing in such a way that you invest maybe in particular stocks that generate dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, those are larger companies because they're not taking the earnings that they have and plowing them back into the company to make them grow. When they don't do that, means that they have the availability of taking some of the earnings and paying out as a dividend.
Yeah, and so that's a different technique too, because you can buy, like if you open a brokerage account or advisory account, you can buy those individual companies yourself and then get the dividends when they pay them. Or there are funds, mutual funds, got to be careful what I say here, I'm not quite sure, that will buy all dividend-paying stocks and then pay you the dividend, but there's fees involved in that. So there's different ways to go about doing that to get an income stream off individual securities.
Yeah, and one of the big questions always is, how do I take advantage of opportunities that come up? How do I have enough cash available?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have an account where dividends are being paid, that means that cash is coming into the account all the time, whether it's monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, whatever it happens to be, how often the dividends are paid. When those dividends come into the account, now you've got cash available. And so when a really good buy comes along, we always talk about the fact that you want to buy low and sell high. You want to buy things that are on sale, and we always relate that to going to the store and buying things that are, on sale.
Yeah, quality, but they're marked down for whatever reason,
yeah. And so you can do the same thing in your portfolio. And so if you have investments that are paying you dividends and generating cash inside of the portfolio, then when opportunities arise that are good choices for investments, you have the opportunity to buy them.
Another product that I like a lot, that I know you do, Jamie, I've used mine many times, is my life insurance policy. I've got a couple, but the one I bought when the kids were little, it's a cash value policy. It's a flexible premium adjustable life policy that I bought to make sure, for the life insurance. And I needed life insurance for the family, but I added money to it. And over the course of time, we bought cars, took the money out, put the money back in. While the money's in the account, there's no taxes due on the earnings inside your life insurance. And you can take the money out anytime you want, not based on your age. And you can put in extra money, more than what the cost of the insurance is.
Yeah, most people aren't aware of the flexibility that exists with cash value life insurance policies. Because you can, either through withdrawals or loan provisions inside of a cash value policy, access that money anytime that you want to. There are no penalties for getting to it before age 59 and a half. So you have a lot more flexibility as far as accessing the cash. It does accumulate tax deferred. You know, inside, the thing that you need to be aware of is that, yes, they are deducting for mortality expenses. It is life insurance.
Yeah, you buy it for the life insurance, but it has this benefit of a cash value.
Yeah, and as you said, you could use it in, you know, during your lifetime to do many different things.
Used it to pay for two weddings and then put the money back in again over time.
Yeah, you basically borrowed the money from yourself and paid it back.
That's right.
Now, that's a loose description of it because actually the cash value belongs to the policy. But there are ways to do that. And for some people, that's one way to do that. If you already have a life insurance policy, one of the things that makes life insurance the Swiss Army knife of financial vehicles is you can use it to do so many different things. You know, we talked about the fact that it is life insurance. It has that tax-free death benefit to the beneficiaries when you pass away, but you can accumulate money in them tax-deferred. You can access the money before age 59 and a half if you want to. There are so many different things that you can do with it. If you have one for many, many years now and you want to repurpose it, you can take that money, do a 1035 exchange, and do some of these hybrid long-term care policies that you can use a death benefit for long-term care should you ever need it.
Yeah, that 1035 exchange is Section 1035 of the Internal Revenue Code that says you can exchange one policy to another policy. Now, the legal part says, yeah, you can do that. Now, the insurance company, the new insurance company, wanted to make sure you're not going to die on them right away. So you got to qualify for the
saving. And so, you know, one of the things to look at there, is that a good investment vehicle for you? Well, if you're paying premiums for a long-term care policy, a traditional long-term care policy, the possibility exists that those premiums could go up. But some of these new hybrid policies, you can eliminate that premium, and the costs are not going to change on the hybrid policy.
We did that. I had a client that had the long-term care insurance policy that went up, I think it was 70%, and they've been paying on it. They kept it, and they were both healthy, both retired, living on income, and we decided to take – they had some extra cash, like the caller did, some money sitting over here we needed to do. So we moved it into one of these life insurance policies that also cover long-term care insurance. And then they don't have to make any payments again, ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different options available, especially for a family that's in the situation that they sound like they're in, you know, where they've done a really good job up to this point. Another thing to take a look at is maybe you're concerned about the markets.
Yes.
One of the things we've talked about in the past is an investment vehicle that's out there is a structured product that limits your downside.
Yeah, and it's strictly for growth. And so while the money's in there, there's no taxes due on it until you take their cash it in. Got a couple just wait until September because they wanted it to grow. They didn't need any income, but they didn't want to take a whole lot of risk. So they had a 10% downside protection on their policy, meaning the market went down 9%, they didn't earn anything for the year. Market goes up 9%, they get 9%. So they kind of like that. And now they're getting ready to retire. The one spouse getting ready to retire, thinking next year. So now we need to move some of that money out of that particular product into a different one that's designed to pay income. So there's different strategies there, but all kinds of it. That's why we get to know people we work with.
Yeah, and so you know the topic from the caller is a really good one. We could talk about that for a long, long time. But the reality is, until you know exactly what the risk tolerance is, what the objective is, how much money do you actually have to set aside?
Family situation.
What the family situation is. Is there anybody that needs to be taken care of? You know, how old are the children, if there are any? What effect is this going to have on them? Is there any of them that need to be taken care of?
Any grandkids? Maybe you want to put some money in a 529 plan.
Yeah, are you charitably inclined?
There's lots of charitable remainder trusts.
There's a lot of charity things that you can do that benefit the charity and tax-wise benefit you.
And you get an income.
And you get an income. So there's the world of investment products out there is very, very large.
Yeah, so the original question he started with, what percentage should I be saving? as much as you can without sacrificing your quality of life currently. Because that can change real quick with friends and family and kids. We're just talking about little... Jamie and I both have little grandbabies.
Grandkids.
And they grow up so fast. So you need to spend a little bit of money. You got to spoil them a little bit, but not a whole lot. While they're quality of life, while they're here and you're healthy. Because as time goes on, you're not quite as mobile.
Yeah, because one of the things that we didn't talk about is the fact that you can start college funds for the grandchildren. If you're looking to set some money aside, if they never go to college, well, money's still yours.
Yeah, the money's still yours. And while it's in there, there's no taxes
due. That's right, yeah.
So
there's so many things out there.
That was about 15 minutes of a brief
that was
overview.
Quick.
That was quick, because that's what we do is financial planning and it's life planning, because all those products are there. They don't fit everybody. Some have guarantees, most don't. So it's how does it work for you in your situation? So you can give us a call at the office if you'd like to schedule your free review. We offer that to our radio listeners. Our office number here in downtown Brenham is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Call and then Sharon's got our calendars and scheduled time. Come in and we can talk, get more details. You get a better understanding of what you might have available to you to accomplish your goals. Right now, we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or comment and don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the board for us. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham. Or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
At Plants and Things, they know it was a crazy spring, and some of you didn't get around to sprucing up the yard. But Plants and Things still has a large selection of plants like vinca, purslane, and hibiscus to finish up the job. The summer heat is here. Time to start watering the yard and garden. And Plants and Things has all the watering products you need, including quality hoses and sprinklers to keep your plants and grass green. Also, don't forget about the benefits of mulching to conserve moisture and relieve the stress on your plants. And with the crazy weather we've had lately, be on the lookout for those stresses on your lawn. Early signs of brown patch are already showing up here and there, and that means chinch bugs aren't too far behind. Plants and Things has the conventional and organic products to help you fight both brown patch and those pesky bugs. Plants and Things, 3900 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Open weekdays from 8 to 5:30, Saturdays till 5, and now open Sundays from 10 to 4. Follow Plants and Things on Facebook and Instagram.
If you've enjoyed great service along with their quality name brand tires at Cy-Fair Tire, then you'll love the fact that Cy-Fair Tire now has a location in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. Cy-Fair Tire specializes in auto, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicle tires. Plus, they offer great service including 24-hour roadside assistance for flat tires. And now, you no longer have to drive to Houston to take advantage of their great service and large inventory of tires. Cy-Fair Tire, just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kenjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders, one kid at a time. Great programs in the city or out in the country. 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 12th, Craig will be speaking with Darren Smith about the Brenham Juneteenth Parade. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good morning and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the country store from around 9 to 10 a.m. Going on, I think it's year 12 here. I don't remember. Maybe Alzheimer's kicking in here.
Time goes fast.
Yes, it does. It goes real fast. But we're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. You can give us a call here live on the air at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. I'm Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana's running the studio for us. That phone call, which was great. We love phone calls from our
it was
listeners.
A great call, great question.
Because then we were talking about things that are interests you're interested in, and we're not trying to just hit and miss and guess. Because we had a bunch of things to talk about today: Social Security story, capital gains, senior care consultant.
One of the things we were going to talk about this morning was an article, and this ties right into the caller. Mm-hmm. Also, is why you might want to consider, if you're contributing traditional 401k plan, why you might want to consider contributing to a Roth IRA in addition to that. Because they're different animals.
Yeah. I don't like the idea that they stick the IRA at the end of the Roth, because it's really not an IRA. It's a retirement savings account. But it makes you think of a traditional IRA. A lot of 401ks will let you have that component in there, meaning you have your contribution and you can put a percentage in the tax deductible part, or you can put some in the non-tax deductible part of your 401k inside the Roth part. And a Roth IRA says you, when you open the account the very first time, you need to leave the money in there 5 years or age 59 and a half, and then every penny comes out tax-free. Well, the key is if you get started, you get past those 5 years.
Right. You can just start it with in 1 year, and any future contributions doesn't, you know, if we're talking about the 5 year period, starts the day that you make your contribution to a Roth IRA.
So if you're 50 years old and you put $100 into a Roth IRA at 55, you can add more, and you're already satisfied that 5 year window.
That's right. And the advantage to that is when you make withdrawals from a Roth IRA, all the money comes out tax free, all of it.
That's kind of nice. Interest and earnings.
Yeah, the amount that you contributed, because you already paid tax on that, but then all the earnings that accumulated tax deferred, those never get taxed. and you don't have to take it out at age 70 and a half. You're in control of when you take the money out. If you never take the money out, it goes to whoever the beneficiary is and continues to grow tax deferred. And when they take the money out, it comes out tax-free.
So
there's a lot of advantages to a Roth IRA. And so going back to the caller, they may have the ability to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah, get that clock started. In this particular case, apparently since they were debt-free and they've been saving a lot of money, there you can also do a – it's hard to put a lot of money into a Roth because I think the maximum is, what, $6,000 if you fall underneath the earnings cap. If you earn too much money, you can't put money into a Roth.
Right. The Roth IRA contribution limit is the same as a traditional IRA. If you're 50 and older, the amount you can put in is $6,500. Now, there is a, as you said, there is an earnings limit. Your modified adjusted gross income, if you're married filing jointly, the maximum amount is $199,000 that you can earn. At $189,000, it starts phasing out.
So once you get over that limit, you really can't put money into a Roth.
Yeah,
so unless it's in the 401k, then it doesn't matter.
That's right. But, which is different.
Yeah, which is different. So all little nuances here.
Yeah, but if you're looking for someplace else to invest money and you fall below that $889,000 number for modified adjusted gross income, you may want to open a Roth IRA to, as another investment vehicle for you.
So you get that clock started. I've had a client just this last week. His income fluctuates. And so he's got a lot of money in traditional IRAs because he had some old 401ks at work and he transferred and he rolled them over and whatever. So he's moving this year probably like $25,000 out of his traditional IRA into his Roth IRA. Now, he can do that because it's a Roth conversion. It's not earned income. It's money that's already in an IRA.
Yeah, there used to be an income limit on that, but there's not anymore. They changed that.
So he can do that. He's moving $25,000, but he's got to pay tax on that $25,000 that comes out of the IRA. Doesn't have to pay the penalty because he's not, I think he's 55, but he can move it over into the Roth, but he's got to pay tax as if he earned $25,000.
Yeah, but that can be a really good idea if you have, if your income is down in a particular year and you have a large traditional IRA account, you can move it over to the Roth, and because you're in the lower tax bracket, pay less tax than if in a higher income year.
See, and now it's tax-free money for, as time goes on.
That's
so
right.
He did that one other, I think, 2-3 years back. So he's probably got close to $100,000 in his Roth account now in his mid-50s. When he gets to be 70 and a half, he doesn't have to take the money out.
Whereas if you had a traditional IRA, you have to start taking the money out at age 70 and a half.
And so he's going to be in good position. Plus, he can leave that to his kids, grandkids, tax-free.
It's a much better estate planning tool than a traditional IRA is.
Yeah.
Because a traditional IRA, there are rules when it comes to an
inheriting,
whether you're the beneficiary, whether it's a your spouse or non-spouse, there are a lot of rules established regarding receiving that money.
So there's tools out there, but it all comes down to an individual situation. What's going on in your life? What? 'Cause maybe it's not a good time to do a Roth conversion.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing is, the caller was, you know, they were in their 50s. But if you're young, you're probably in your lower, you're just starting in a earning income, and so your tax bracket is going to be low. When you're young, Roth IRAs are a great tool.
Yeah, because you don't, it's not as needed a tax.
You don't need the tax deduction.
Yeah. Usually you have kids and there's your tax deductions, but then usually don't have a lot of money then either.
Right. And so it's a, you can, starting the Roth IRA when you're young is a really, I think, an excellent idea. And so if you're young and you're working where you have a 401k plan, you say, well, I don't think I can contribute to a Roth. You can, as long as your income is below the $189,000.
Which covers most people.
When you're young. So you know, starting the Roth is really a good idea, because what that's going to do then over the five-year period starts ticking early in your life. And then when you do decide to retire, the money comes out tax-free as long as you're over age 59 and a half.
Yeah, and you don't have to put money in it.
That's right.
So as you get more kids, you buy a house, and then cash flow gets a little tight, you don't have to put any money in. Just let what's there, let it continue to grow. Now, that is a tax tool, a Roth. We didn't talk about what do you invest in inside of that.
That's right.
We can touch on that a little bit when we come back from the break here. Just so many things. So many things. And it's hard for you to understand. I feel like I'm preaching here. It's hard to understand all these things if you're not dealing with it on a daily basis. There's things that we run into. And I have no earthly idea how it works. So I'll go find somebody and hire them how to do it. Well, we deal with these things every day, every week, in families, monthly. That's what we do. So thanks for joining us. We're coming up on a break. If you got a question or a comment and don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. When we come back from this break, I'll give you our office number here in downtown Brenham. If you want to schedule your free review, and we do mean free, you come in, we don't preach to you, we don't scold you. We just try and help you, give you the options and also what questions to ask. So I'll give you that number when we come back. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Why do I need you so?
Join me, Trail Boss Troy, and Friendly Country KWHI at ASCO in Brenham on Friday, June 15th from 11 till 1. ASCO will be offering $100 off package deals for everyone who comes in, along with 0% financing for up to 84 months on Mahindra products. So come out to ASCO on Friday, June 15th from 11 till 1. Friendly Country KWHI will be there as well, and we'll have our wagon wheel of prizes where every spin's a win. Enjoy free food, win a prize, and get a great deal on Mahindra tractors at ASCO, your local full-service dealer at 2800 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Missions. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs. And we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis. Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke.
If your hearing has slowly declined over the years and you're having trouble following conversations, visit Aaron Gonzalez at Paget Hearing Aid Center. Aaron is a hearing expert, and you can trust him to help you navigate through the new hearing technology to find the perfect hearing aid for you, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. Call 830-0865 today or stop by at 103 West Alamo. Paget Hearing Aid Center, a new owner, but the same quality of service. Se habla español.
Spring is in the air. Let our Integrity Works help you get ready for outdoor living. They can add or repair your decks, fences, porches, pergolas, gazebos, or your general spring home repairs. Indoors, they can freshen up your walls and woodwork with a new coat of paint or create a family-friendly space with kitchen, bath, or other living area remodel. Call our Integrity Works today for an appointment. Our Integrity Work, 979-251-7972. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit their website, integrityworks.info.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Aggieland Humane Society of Bryan. The annual Juneteenth African American Heritage Celebration will be held on Saturday, June 16th. Tune in to KWHI 1280 as we broadcast the parade again this year on Saturday morning beginning at 10:30. This broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser My Cop is Distributing, Brenham National Bank, Daystar Christian Bookstore, and Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative. Join friendly country KWHI 1280 on Saturday, June 17th for the Juneteenth Parade coming to you from downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Two classics. Two classics. If you remember that Tarzan call from Johnny Weissmuller, you need to be talking about retirement planning.
I can remember as a kid trying to do that.
Yes.
And mimic the Tarzan yell.
Oh, Craig, you don't even remember that, do you? Johnny Weissmuller was an Olympic gold swimmer, and
he was
the Tarzan guy that's swinging on the vines. And there'd always be one scene, at least, where he's swimming in the river, wrestling a crocodile, almost every show. So, like I say,
there's useless information.
Yes, you got it. But if you remember that, then you're at the age where you need to come in and see us and help with your income stream, your living off your assets, your retirement planning, adjusting. And we do offer a free review for our radio listeners. Give us a call at the office here. We're in downtown Brenham, right across the street from the courthouse and on Main Street. Our office phone number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Call up. Sharon's got our calendars, and she can schedule an appointment, and you'll meet with at least two of us, a lot of times three of us for the first time, to get to know you on the Money Makeover Team and help you plan your enjoyable retirement and what's available to you and what things you have to watch out for, what questions to ask. So come on in, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. We were talking before the break about Roth IRAs and how they worked and how you could use them and Roth conversions. And okay, that sounds great, but what investments are there? Pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, I mean, and all of the things we've been talking about this morning generally are going to be available inside of a Roth IRA. That's the advantage that you have when you have something like that that you own as an individual, is the range of options for investment vehicles are pretty much unlimited. Yeah. Now, there are some that are better than others.
Correct. Some lend themselves better to be in a Roth or any IRA, for that matter, than others. But it depends upon what else you have going on. One thing that does not lend itself to go inside an IRA, traditional IRA or Roth IRA, is real estate.
I was thinking the same. I didn't know if that's where you were going to go.
That's where I was going, yeah.
Yeah, well, real estate itself can be a great investment, but real estate has its own advantages when it comes to how things are taxed. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about depreciation and costs and all of those different things, real estate has some advantages over other investments because of the way that it's structured for tax. And if you put those in, put that real estate inside of the IRA, guess what?
They all go away.
They all go away.
All the tax benefits go away.
Yeah, because any investment that you have inside of an IRA, if it's a traditional IRA, when you take money out of it, it's all taxed as ordinary income.
Yeah, 100% taxable.
There's no capital gains treatment for money that accumulates inside of a traditional IRA.
See, but on real estate, there is long-term capital gains. You own something more a year and a day gets taxed differently than if you buy it and sell it within a year. In real estate, most people tend to hold it.
Yeah, and there's no depreciation inside of an IRA. You can't mm-hmm. depreciate an asset inside of an IRA. So the fact that real estate may not be a great investment inside of an IRA doesn't make real estate a bad investment. It's just that there are better places for real estate.
Yeah, and that's another investment we didn't touch on earlier. That has its own pluses and minuses. That's one thing. If you're not comfortable doing that, especially rent houses, you may want to stay away from that because they can be a headache. They can be good. Or I got some friends that they end up buying condos down along the Florida Panhandle in areas. They just happen to know a contractor there who builds a lot of them, and they're friends with them. So every once in a while, he says, "You know, here's one that's on sale," and so they may buy that. But there's upkeep, and there's expenses, and there's maintenance fees. But then there's the depreciation, and there's the income flow, and there's lots of pluses and minuses. But doesn't work well inside an IRA.
Yeah, and it's not readily liquid either.
Yeah, that's right. If you need some money this week or next week, right, it may not happen.
Because real estate investors, what do they look for? They look for fire sales.
Yes.
They look for something where the owner's trying to get rid of it quickly. They don't have time to wait. And so those are the good buys for the real estate investors.
Yeah, you see all those little signs, at least in Houston. I was driving through Houston last week, and Joe buys houses for cash. Well, Probably not for full market value. So thanks for joining us today. We're wrapping up today's show. Enjoyed having you listen to us.
Great call, by the way.
Yeah, good call. We'll be back here on Wednesday. My name is Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.